This is American Roots. I'm Nick Spitzer.
Drop me off in New Orleans.
New Orleans is a town where festivals are never far away, from celebrations in the French Quarter to block parties, at church halls and neighborhoods honoring the spirit of St. Joseph or St. Patrick, preserving the po' boy and the pleasures of Creole gumbo. Other than Mardi Gras, the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival is the largest and best-known event presenting music and culture from here and beyond since 1970. We've got conversations and tunes from musicians who've appeared at Jazz Fest, including great players Sonny Rollins and Lee Konitz. Also the voices of Topsy Chapman and Irma Thomas, Randy Newman and Fats Domino. So let's get in the mood for the Jazz Fest with Kermit Ruffins and his barbecue swingers on American Roots.
Have you ever been to New Orleans? It's the hottest city you've ever seen. Gotta love them red beans. You gotta love them mustard greens. In this city called New Orleans. If you're not from New Orleans, let me hear you scream. Hope you're feeling much better now, like my homies feel. When you're feeling down and out, and you feel there's no way out, you get dropped off in New Orleans.
Below, below, below. Oh, ho, ho, ho. listen to the jazz, come on. Press the other valve down, and the music goes down and round. Oh, 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 and it comes out of here. And it comes out of here. Comes out of here.
Late entertainer and trumpeter Louis Prima, 1959. The music goes round and round. Louis Prima was born in the Treme neighborhood, 1910, and took his sound to Las Vegas and Rat Pack fame. Louis passed away in 1978 and never made it to Jazz Fest, though band members sax player Sam Butera and the singer Keeley Smith did. Songmaker Randy Newman has many classic songs about New Orleans, some from his childhood memories of visiting the city with his mother during the war. Others are more historic portraits. Let's go to Jazz Fest Live in 2005.
Happened down here, the wind had changed. Clouds roll in from the north and it start to rain. Rain real hard and rain for a real long time. 6 feet of water in the streets of Evangeline. River rolls all day, the river rolls all night. Some people got lost in the flood. Some people got away all right. River has busted through, clear down the Plaquemine. 6 feet of water in the streets of Evangeline. Louisiana. Louisiana. They're trying to wash us away. They're trying to wash us away. Louisiana. Louisiana. They're trying to wash us away. They're trying to wash us away. President Coolidge come down the railroad train. The little fat man with a notepad in his hand. Preston said, little fat man, it did a shame what the river has done to this poor cracker's land. Louisiana, Louisiana, they're trying to wash us away. They're trying to wash us away. Louisiana, Louisiana. They're trying to wash us away. They're trying to wash us away. They're trying to wash us away. They're trying to wash us away.
Randy Newman, here in New Orleans, Louisiana. Thank you so much for coming out.
Thank you.
It's gonna rain all night, and this is the time I'd love to be holding you tight. But I guess I'll have to accept the fact that you're not here. I wish the night would hurry up and end, my dear. It's raining so hard, it's really time. I'd love to be holding you tight. I guess I'll just go crazy tonight. It's raining so hard, brings back memories of the time when you were here with me, counting every drop about to blow my top. I wish this rain would hurry up and stop. I've got the blues so bad I can hardly catch my breath. The harder it rains, the worse it gets. This is the time I love to be holding you tight.
Take on, mama. No, God, no. Full of sin. God, God, be careful.
Mahalia Jackson, the gospel queen from New Orleans, live at the Newport Jazz Festival in 1958. It was founded by the late George Wein in 1954. Newport was a model for the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, which Wein helped start with Quint Davis and Allison Miner. Mahalia Jackson appeared at the first New Orleans Jazz Fest in 1970. Before that, Soul Queen Irma Thomas in 1961, It's Raining, written and produced by Alan Toussaint. After Katrina, Irma came to describe the tune as a love song for New Orleans itself. And she sung it in downpours to happy crowds at the Jazz Fest. Irma was influenced by Mahalia Jackson and often tributes a set to her at the Jazz Fest gospel tent. Topsy Chapman is another favorite New Orleans lady of song. She's performed at Jazz Fest regularly since the 1980s. Topsy grew up on a farm in Kentwood, Louisiana, with 15 brothers and sisters. Although Topsy was raised in the sacred music tradition, she went on to sing blues and jazz on Bourbon Street and later off-Broadway.
Come and take a trip on my rocket ship. We'll have a lovely afternoon. Kiss the world goodbye, and away we'll fly. Destination moon. We'll travel fast as light till we're out of sight. The world would be like a toy balloon. What a thrill you get riding on my jet. Destination moon.
Topsy Chapman was curious about music of all genres from a young age.
When my father went away, we always sneak and listen to the radio. My mom let us get away with it. So I get a chance to listen to people, you know, like Jerry Butler and Cab Calloway we used to check out. Anybody that we could listen to other than a gospel station, that's what we did.
Yeah.
And we always had somebody looking out, you know, in the front. We'd just wait till he get almost there and switch it, you know, back to the gospel station.
I'll make a play that crazy thing again. I gotta do that lazy swing again. Hi-ho, doing a new lowdown. I got my feet to misbehaving now. I got a soul that's not worth saving now. I-O, doing a new lowdown.
When would you say you said to yourself, you know, I have a voice, I really could sing, not just with my family or in church, but I could go out somewhere and be a singer?
What happened was, how I got involved in this business, I was doing gospel music with my brother and my daughter and a couple of friends. We worked the Jazz Festival. And Verna Bagnera said he passed and he heard my gospel group singing, and he thought that was such a beautiful harmony. You know, I need to get this girl to help me out with this show he was going to write. This show for one more time. And I said, no, I'm really not interested in that. I only do gospel music. I'm not interested in doing any blues or anything like that. He said, no, I really need your help, and I wish you would consider doing it because we're thinking about doing it for the children in the schools.
Oh, I got you on that one.
Yeah. See? Well, we never really got a chance to get to Merriman in schools. I didn't know what they were planning. So we end up in New York 8 months after the show opened here in New Orleans. And that's how my career got started with the jazz.
And you took it really to Broadway. You were part of the One More Time cast.
Off-Broadway, yes.
Off-Broadway.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I notice you still do an Alberta Hunter song, You Can't Tell the Difference After Dark.
Right.
That's kind of a classic.
Yeah, it is.
Well, I may be brown as a berry, but oh honey, that's just secondary, 'cause you can't tell the difference after dark.
She wrote this to me in the early 20s, and of course, you know, it's when the white man would be with the black lady at night, you know, and during the day, you know, she wasn't supposed to be in existence. So this is how this song came about, and I thought it was pretty interesting.
Prefer blonde hair.
me, sugar, if you think I'm out of style. Just because I'm slightly shady, you just wait until I want you. Oh, and put these little short brown arms around you. You won't be able to tell the difference after dark. Oh, no, and maybe you won't care about the difference after dark.
This is American Roots. I'm Nick Spitzer. We're talking to the great New Orleans singer, Topsy Chapin. Now, besides playing these onstage ladies and thinking about these old classic blues, I noticed at some point before you did that, you did actually play the role live of a waitress in the French Quarter. You were a singing waitress.
Yes, and I loved it.
Yeah? How did the job go? Tell me about the job.
I was the first black cocktail waitress on Bourbon Street.
Oh, now that's special.
Yeah. I started working on Bourbon Street in the 60s at the Horse Stable.
The Horse Stable?
The Horse Stable. It was in the 600 block of Bourbon on the corner of Toulouse. We had Daisy Duke kind of looking shorts with suspenders on them, you know. I had a great big wide afro, you know, that used to wave in the wind with the big earrings. I'm sure I was smashing. You know? But waiting the tables was interesting to the people. I say, listen, I'm getting ready to go sing a song for you. Okay, now do you want something else to drink before I go on stage? And he said, oh, you're not going on stage? Yes, I am. I'm going to sing something for you. Oh, okay. Well, I got to wait till you finish singing and I get the drink. So fine. And when I come down, the tips just double. Yeah. My goodness, I loved it.
Jazzin', everybody's jazzin' now. My pretty papa, he sure knows how. All night long, the band kept us awake. So we can jazz away until daybreak. I like the motion that my...
Over the years, you have returned to gospel music again and again. You do a tremendous version on When I Come to the End of My Journey. It's an old Lucy Campbell song.
I used to play that on piano when I was a young girl in the church. You know, my father and mother says, when I was 4 years old, I started playing piano for our church. By the time I was 8, 9, 10 years old, I had 4 or 5 churches in. That was my job. So, you know, this gospel thing will always be, like, I grew up with that, you know? I mean, the sound of gospel music, it has a feel that you can't get from blues and jazz.
Topsy Chapin, the Chanteuse with perfect pitch, lending her youth singing Sacred Harp on a country farm north of New Orleans. Coming up, music about the Mississippi River from Fats Domino and Duke Ellington when American Roots returns.